Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss starting the home buying process.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking to the first-time buyers out there and recognize that the majority of homes have sold at $300,000 recently. So the median sales price is $300,000. That's crazy steep.
Yep, it is. Compared to what it was 3-4 years ago, oh yes, very much so.
So the buyers in this price point are going to be in the heat of the market still. Our inventory is 20% down from this time last year, so you've got heated demand and you don't have the supply. How do you navigate that?
Well, you better know what you're doing, you better have a good game plan, and you better have a very experienced broker leading you through this process, or it's going to get very, very frustrating.
Last program, Bob, you mentioned when do you start looking, when do you start the process, or when do you want to talk to a broker? And I would say now is a great time. The reason is, whether you're buying a year from now or whether you're buying in 6 months, you've got to understand your abilities and what you can do to clean up your credit and be prepared. Understand a good thing when you see it, so you know if the market's going away from you or coming toward you.
So that does make sense. From my standpoint on investment properties and tax deferred exchanges in particular, I like to have at least 2 months in advance of the time that we actually sell the property we're getting rid of to start the exchange process. But you're saying do it now so that you start to form the concept of what your purchasing capacity is, what your tastes would be, and what those tastes are going to cost you.
And in addition to that, start to understand that this is an investment. Get your head around the resale side of it. So not just now are you a buyer, but you're also going to be a future seller. And have that in mind when you're making the purchase, because that investment is significant. Usually not your happily ever after home. Your first home is usually a springboard, hopefully, in the right direction for your next purchase.
Well, and that springboard could be extremely important. It'll allow you the growth of equity that moves you forward into your next property. It makes more sense. It becomes more affordable. But again, know what you're doing. When do I make my million? And when I buy, not when I sell. When I sell, I simply recognize the benefits of that which I acquired when I purchased the property. So your point is extremely well taken.
Well, it's a blessing and a curse in real estate that you are dealing with something emotional and justifying it with logic. You know what you want. You know what the picture is in your mind of how your family will live and what you've got for yourself by the efforts you made in employment and the money you've earned. But you've also got to take a look at the logic. Does it make sense? Because the investment is big. And as you say, as we say, it's when you buy that you make the money. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.